From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. You just can't discuss this band, Antiballis, without naming Fela Kuti. The 12-piece Brooklyn band celebrates the incredible Nigerian musician and his mix of jazz and African beats. On Security, Fela's legacy continues, but with a harder edge. This is Antiballis with the song Beaten Metal. Thank you. The band is called Antiballis, which means bulletproof. The incredible CD Security deals with American politics the way Fela dealt with Nigerian politics. And if you want to hear another great cut, get yourself a copy of the fiery 12-minute song called Filibuster X. Some of the best electric guitar playing I've heard in a long time comes from the deserts of Northwest Africa. The music of Tinariwen can at one moment sound like American blues, at the next moment like Sonic Youth, and all the while it's tinged with North African rhythms. Tinariwen took refuge in the desert and struggled against the government of Mali, and they wrote songs about their struggle for independence, and the electric guitar became their call to arms. The new CD by Tinariwen is called Aman Iman, which in English means Water is Life. We'll be right back. Tinarawan with Ibrahim Ag Alabib on guitar and lead vocals. This remarkable CD is called Iman Iman. The Besnard Lakes are a band from Western Canada. These days, they make their music in Montreal. You can't hear this band without thinking of the Beach Boys in 1966, certainly an influence I hear in an awful lot of bands. But this is much darker and more spacious music. The Besnard Lakes love a big, reverberant space, the way My Morning Jacket does, and they also like to build their songs into a lush climax. Give a listen to the Besnard Lakes. The CD is called The Besnard Lakes Are the Dark Horse, and the song is called Disaster.
Baby, I've got some words for you. When you get up in the afternoon,
the Besnard Lakes. This song from the CD, The Besnard Lakes Are the Dark Horse, is called Disaster. Frog Eyes is a band from Victoria, British Columbia. They have been putting out records since 2002. And what I like about this band is the controlled chaos the singer-guitarist Carrie Mercer puts into his songs. There are moments when they remind me of early Roxy Music or early Pere Ubu. From the CD Tears of the Valedictorian, listen to Idle Songs. Music of Carrie Mercer and the band Frog Eyes, and that song from the new CD is called Idle Songs. Shana Levy wrote the songs that make up the CD Chaos is in Order. The band's called Let's Go Sailing, and as the name suggests, whimsy and memories fill the songs on the CD. The album was recorded in three different studios around California. Flaming Lips sound engineer Chris Chandler recorded some of the tracks. This is the opening one called Sideways. Let's Go Sailing's a band name. The track we played from their CD, The Chaos is in Order, is called Sideways. Our next CD is by Leah Siegel, and in the spirit of full disclosure, I'll tell you that I work with her dad. Robert Siegel's a host of All Things Considered, the show I also direct. Robert didn't give me the CD. He wouldn't do that, though I did know his daughter had made a record. I listened to most of my CDs fairly blind, putting them in the player, and I fell in love with the opening cut to the CD. And I was surprised to see that it was Leah Siegel. Leah's voice is expressive and it's tender and at times muscular. This CD is called Little Mule and this tune, A Day at the River, with you and your lover.
We leapt from the rocks into the river. You shook me off like I was water. Everyone knows but me. It
Leah Siegel. The CD's called Little Mule, and that song's called A Day at the River with you and your lover. Low is the name of a trio from Duluth, Minnesota, making some of the darkest music around. In nearly 15 years of writing, recording, and performing, Low has amassed a catalog of gloomy, stark, but ultimately beautiful songs. They've got a new CD called Drums and Guns. It's a fairly bleak look at war, grief, and regret, with incredibly spare arrangements. This song is Breaker. You can hear a live version of this track and more in a full concert by Low on our website. Go to npr.org/liveconcerts. Our engineer is Stephen Belter. Robin Hilton is our producer. I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.